Time for part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour with Eric Chaltry from Nest Egg Marine. So here we go. Let's get back to that conversation now. Well, I understand that Nest Egg Marine's headed to the Superior Dome this weekend. You're going to be at the Boat Sport and RV Show once again. That's actually where we met years ago, and I started calling you for the show. What are you going to be having at the show this year for folks to stop by and talk to you about?
We'll have a Carolina Cat, which is a unique kind of boat. It's a dual console. It's got twin 115 four-stroke outboards on it.
Nice.
You see them a lot primarily down by the Gulf, but we're trying to introduce that boat up here in the Great Lakes. So there's a lot of interest in it, and the boat ride's significantly different than a monohull. We also do demo rides in the summer, so if anybody was interested in, you know, going for a ride, we offer that for free. Also at the show, we'll have our, you know, our typical stuff for sale, like our safety equipment, like life jackets and some fishing stuff, and just the common stuff that the boat is looking for in the springtime.
Can we switch back to the Carolina Cat? Because you got me intrigued now. You're bringing one up. You're going to have one on display at the show?
Yes.
And how big a boat does that typically, are
it's
we talking?
It's a 23-footer.
Wow. Now, as I understand it, those really do handle a lot of rough water, like choppy-type water.
Yes, they do. Because of the way of the design, it's got, it's essentially riding on two hulls instead of one, so you get more stability. And also when you actually take off on plane, there's hardly any bow rise. Actually, it's nearly nothing.
Huh, interesting. How do they do on, say, gas mileage, or, you know, how efficient are they?
Well, they got the 115 four-strokes on it, so, and if you're trolling with them, you can just shut the one off, and you can actually troll with those because they have a smart craft gauge, so you can actually control the RPMs. But the new four-strokes out, they actually get really good fuel economy compared to, like, your two-stroke motors. And they're, you know, they burn clean, they're not smoky, and they're quiet.
Is there any difference to, you know, the interior of the boat or the gunnels to mount, say, downriggers on?
There is room to put, like, a track system on there. So if you're going to mount, like, your rod holders or your downriggers, there's room for that. It also has a rocket launcher on the ceiling portion. It's got a hardtop on it. And then you can also add rods down the side if you like.
I'll be interested to see it and catch back up with you this weekend at the Boat Sport and RV Show at the Superior Dome.
Sounds fantastic.
We'll catch you there. Thanks for your time again, Eric.
Yep, thanks, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.